Start your day, the Torah way, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. We all know in Parshas Nitzavim, it says that regarding Torah, Leiber Shemayimi, Leiber Evrayomi, Torah is not in heaven, it's not across the wider sea. Kikore ve'lecha antover me'oid b'fichem l'vavchal asoizek. Says the Medrash, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Lamad over Dima. It's comparable to a basmel, a king who had a basmelech, who had a princess, his daughter. She ain't hoya adam makira. Nobody knew her. He never showed her in public because of achshivus. V'hoya lemelech ohev echot. The king had a best mate, a friend, who was intimate with. He was able to gain access to the king to have an audience anytime he wanted. And the princess would be Meshamish, the king and his friend. Omerle, Amelech, so the king says to his friend, see the chashivut, how much I cherish you, that my daughter is unknown to anyone, but to you she comes out to serve. So too said the Eibishter, right, that I have a basmelech, the Torah Kedusha. That even people in my palace, i.e. the Malachim, the Pasuk says, even the Malachim Ashoris, don't really appreciate and understand the profundity, the depth of Torah. And to eat in the Eibush is Megale Torah. Right? And therefore the Pasuk says, Ki korev elecha adover me'oid, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ni, im yu divrei Torah krevim lechem afani korev itchem. If you're close to the Torah, then I become close to you. As it says in Pasuk, "Lznei Yisrael am krevei halukim." Okay. Asher Baruch Ber Pavarsky is also going to say, "Lechura the marshal and the nimshal are not doing themselves." In the marshal, the friend, the intimate colleague, is not married to the basmelech. He's just like sort of introducing them with a view towards the shidduch. Mash'enkein in Parshas Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael 40 years after B'yom Chasun Nosi the Matan Torah. Someone who you're not married to, you have to be mechaviv, you have to akala, chasani, mechaviv, lebaila, keitzeb raklasi, akala. You're married 40 years, it's a bit late, like in the day, to sort of be mechaviv, the isha lebaila. Says Rav Baruch Ber, Einach Nami, that at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael married the Torah. Torah is the Klal Yisrael is the Chosn, Torah is the Kala, Eish is Chayim. When is it true that Matan Torah was a Chasna? It was given over to Klal Yisrael. Over every year, Befrat and Shavuos, a year has to have a new Kinyan in Torah. Just because Klal Yisrael was, Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, doesn't mean necessarily it was given to you. You have to acquire Torah. I always say the story that like they once in a shul, like one of these United Synagogue of Chattanooga, they invited the Achosn Torah. In the honor of being Achosn Torah, someone said that Achsidish Achosn, he never saw the color. Alright? So there, sometimes I say Mises of Tzadikim and Litvish of Hever come to me, you never say stories of Litvaks. I say every year before Shavuos, the Mises, the Gro had a Talmud Choviv who never was blind, visually impaired, couldn't see. But he was so choshev, Akke de Kachter, even though the Gro every second was whatever, he was getting married, they found a Kala Haguna for this blind Talmud Hagro. The Gro and his Rebbesin went to be the Shushbinim to lead them to the Chum. Right? Never did it before. As they were going to the Badekinish, so the Gro whispered to the blind Chosn of Fedish Gemara, the Ostel Adam, the Kaddish Isha Achiren. And for the first time, the blind man opened his eyes. So before the Chassid of Shuas, then the Kal. But only through that you have a bit of a Kinyan in Torah. Be'emes, this is connected to this week's parsha, which is why we always read parshas Bamidbar every year with a fail in the run-up to, in the hachonas to Shavuos. Because the Torah begins the second parsha, this week's parsha, B'chukoy Yisrael, B'chukoy Yisrael, Teilechim, says Rashi, what's right, B'chukoy Yisrael, Shetia Meilim Batoir. Or Shetia Meilim Batoir. So the Sforim say, because it says, B'chukoy Teilechim, B'chukoy Yisrael, Right? How do you steig? How do you grow? How do you move? Pasuk says in Asati Lam Halchim Bera Oimdim Aila. Yidin are called Mahalchim, Malachim are called Oimdim. Right? Dafkan, the only way to Mahalach in Torah is through what? Through Harvani in Torah. Granted, there's a word from Chaim Brisker. Famous, he says, the pasuk says, Odom lo, he just learned it in the Shin for Odom lo Omil Yulad. Man is created. Why Odom lo Omil Yulad? You could say Amelus. Because the Gemara says in Nida Daflamid that before you're born, a malach is what teach you kol ha-teira kula, a malach hashem tzokas, enkleinikin. Right? Fundes thing, so why do you gotta be born? Why don't you stay in your mother's stomach a whole life? Because there's no Amelus ba-teira in your mother's stomach. A malach is teaching you, shkerech. So Odom, why were you created? Odom lo Omil Yulad. That's number one. But Tifer Gedet is a Raga Chavrin of Svanayach this week's parasha, who says, that the only way to be Kohen HaTorah is through Amelus, is through Haravanya. Why is that? Because although the Gemara in Baba Basra Dafkuf, the whole machloikus, Kum is Halich Ba'oretz, and we pass it like the Chachamim, that Halicha doesn't create a Kinyan, right? You don't acquire something just by walking on the field. In the chazoka, no paras agoda, nor vos, but medvorim amurim. If you want to make a kinyan of something which is new, over heyoyis a shutrim shecholku, they want to divide. There, the Rambam says in the beginning of Baba Basra, the Pirushim Shnei is the fact that you walk on a certain land, the halich is koin. Oybazoi teira was teira tzibulam Moshe Meirasha. It's a Meirasha. Right, it's inheritance. How do you acquire your chelik in Torah? If you acquire part of Torah, you acquire the Torah kula nefesh amela omluloi. You're omel in one part of Torah. How are you kain the Torah b'shli musay? Dafke through halicha. What is halicha? Says Rashi. Amelus. By the way, Gedalia short adds, that's what the Torah sivalanu Moshe. What does my Rasha mean? Anybody? I know the next word. What does my Rasha mean? So the MS is a Yushalmi in Baba Basra. What do you think Yushalmi? When it says in Pasuk by the Dal Kaisis, you know, Venasati Eschem, Venasati Uysolachem, my Rasha Li Hashem, says the Yushalmi Deo. This Lashon Meirasha is a dubious, questionable term. Why? Because Meirasha could mean that the Dur Yoytzei Mitzrayim will be Yoyrish Eretz Yisrael, don't have it Eretz Yisrael, or Meirasha could mean they're Meirishim v'lo Yorshim. So Meirasha is a dubious term. Fact the Gemara, Tek the Yishalmi, what are you going to do with the pasuk Teirat Sivalanu Meisha Meirasha? Says the Yishalmi, there's no bigger Meirasha question than on the Meirasha of Torah. When everyone is Meirish Torah to your children, maybe you're, you know, but whether you will Yashin Torah personally, that's up to you. If you however you will, if you won't, this Ayif Einechem Imenu, it dissipates, it disappears, you forget. And that's how the Gedal Yishor uses this Raga Chover. He says, Lefiza, it's very understandable, the famous Kasha of Tesis Yontif. It says in Turkey, obviously, we say, Haskin Atma Lul Meitera, She'eni Yerushalach. Hi, it says in Pasuk Meirasha. Meirasha, I don't know what it means. With the pshat in the Pasuk Meirasha will depend if you horror it or not. And therefore, I mean, the beginning of Tillim. Uvisayros Hashem Chevtsoi, Uvisayros Soyegayim Vlaylos. So Chazal says in Mark, Yidush, the Talmud Beis, Gemara Navayda Zadav Yutas, Bitchila, it's the Torah of the Abishter, Uvisayros Hashem Chevtsoi, says Rashi, Al-Asar, if you're Omul Batayra, if you're Horev in Torah, it becomes your Torah delay, it becomes your Torah. When the Yishar always used to say, sun brings it, there's a, to be koine teire, you can't, a general axiom, a rule in life, you can't be koine something until you understand, you appreciate its value. There's a famous in Bava Metzia, famous Agos Ashri, Maisa Shehoya, a yid bought a chayfes from a goy, and it was made of bedil, tin. But he looked inside and he found it was pure silver, covered with an outer layer of tin. The Vaila the Yid Aleph Ruvain sold this keli to Shimon. Shimon discovers that it's really silver, it's worth fortunes. Right? But he paid pennies, thinking it's din. He came to the Rav, does he have to return the extra value of the money to the Meicher, to Reuven? Reuven, the Paskin, that Heyoyz, he bought it from the Goy. When Reuven bought the Chayfas from the Goy, he wasn't aware of its true identity, its value. You cannot be koina something that you don't appreciate its value. So Reuven was never koina from the Goy, and therefore Shimon doesn't have to repay Reuven for its true worth. That applies to Chafetzim Gashmim. Who are din in the Kinyan Ruchni, right? Say this for him. If you don't appreciate the value of Torah, you can't be koinator. And what is the Evan Abuichin? What is the test that you appreciate the Erech, the Yakros of Torah? Whether you horov in Torah. The Omel B'Torah is the telltale sign of the Ava that you have to Torah, and only through that you acquire it. The fees I understand why we always read Parshas B'chukosai prior to Shavuos. We all know the Gemara in Megillah, Naflam and Aleph, the Rishon ben Elazar said, why do we read the Klolos, the Teichon in Teres Kehanim, and the Klolos of Mishneh Torah prior to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah? Because we should be Mekayim, Tich L'Shanah V'Kel Yiseh, but what a year of Tich L'Shanah V'Kel Yiseh, right? And we should be like to talk Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. What does it got to do with Shavuos? Says the Gemara, yeah, Shavuos also Yom Adin because that's Haris Nidoinim of Peiros Ilum. Hello. Okay. Besides the fact that you have to have this question, so why don't you read Bechayis Bechag Nidoinim Alamayim and Pesach Nidoinim Alatvua? You keep on reading clothes all year. Yeah. Put aside that kasha, which we'll discuss. Right. The obvious question is, this is like magic, how does it work? Right? You're reading the Teicha, right? On that, right? On the first kash I asked, by the way, you can answer very simple, that seriously, doinim apeiros ha'ilah is not some your fruit tree. You may have a tree in your garden, you're one of the lucky people, and you get your apples will come out this year. The peiros ha'ilah refers to your neshama, right? The ilah is the Eberster. Whether you're beruchni, if you'll be a year, it will be fruitful in teiros ha'ilah, that you need it on truth, right? But how does it work? So Tver Shlema says in the Parish Kisavai, the Holy Radomsky, or Pasha, that it's alderach, that we say in the Shalma, forms for Zainu. You read about is Alderos. You read about the Kolos. You get all the Kolos through the reading, and you have in mind by the Kolos. You pop the Reverend for all Kolos with the reading of Parshas Yisov. But this is not magic. Yiddishkeit is not hocus pocus. Is the Haraya? There's something in the Parsha which teaches you how do I am able to overcome the Kolos, right? We give an Eitzah, not just abracadabra. What is the Eitzah? The first Eitzah I see is the first words. Amelus Bateira gets rid of all of this negativity. And to understand this, I just found a new sefer this year. It was Bombadikas Shikul Teira, like 50 pages. I'll just kids to give you an appraisal, and then tie into something else. The sefer Megatfuas, in a manner, it's all Givaldikas Shikul, right? And some kashas that he asked in Tirutin. A bunch of kashas. Let me just throw out the questions at random. It's called Chagashuas. Why is it called Shuas? Because it's connected to the Shiva Shuas, 7 weeks. No other yontif in the Jewish calendar do we call a yontif, whose name is Mahusay, not for what the yontif is, but for the hachonah. The chayah, the gewaldic hachonah, you need 7. Right? By the way, how many colors are there in Mishnah Torah? You're not going to be a genius, 49. Right? Yes. In 49 clothes. How many days was Sfiras Omer? 49. That is our shield against the Mentes clothes. That's the Terah Hagel. Right? But you see that the importance of the Achonah to Shuah. The whole Yantav is called Al Shem to Shiva Shuah. No, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, you told us whatever, and true is iglu, ivduli iglu tilsa, make me a what? Because if not for this day of Shuas, there are many Jews in the street. Many also is like, so says Rashi, Shalomadati Teirav in the Srei Mamti. What's the Simcha of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef was called Sinai. Rav was called Eikarim. Rav Yosef was Sinai, right? It doesn't mean that he's learning that I'm a man who knows kol atayr kula bavli yishalmi this and that. And therefore, I'm samechning. Adramadeti teira v'nisrei mamti. The chiddush of Yosef is that he became a different person through the Torah. Why didn't he celebrate the actual knowledge, all the wisdom that he has now? The ikur kveshes v'nisrei mamti. Nochazachi asks in by Shavuos, it says in Yalkut, why do we read Rus on Shavuos? Right? Because Atzeres is man matan. Teira olam d'chosh leinit no teira elide yisur v'oini. The only way to acquire Torah is through Yisurim Nebuch and Oini, the difficulties, challenges. As someone, a bigger shiva, once told one of the Rabbi Tursis of America on a visit, he said, there's so many tens of thousands of Yingalites sitting at Horving and Kodal. Why don't you see if we create Gedolim like Amol? To which Rosh Hashiva, I forget who it was, said, you don't become Rav Moshe Feinstein sitting there with an art school Gemara, with a Schattenstein Gemara, and a Coke next to you, and you're sitting there, and you're going to go. Torah comes from Horavani. I'll tell you a story. You're not going to like this story. Now, you know, by the Chassidim, by the Tzaddikim, sometimes they knew that the Tiefkeit, the Pnimius of the Teichah, is really brochus. Kedua, the Baal Shem Tov and Rav Chaim came to him. He just called him up with his name. He'd never been there before in Mezhibush. And he gave him when the Baal Shem Tov was reading, the Baal Peirah, all the Teichahs, and he called him the Nachum Chernobler, who was fasting and ascetic and rolling in the snow, whatever, like the ancient Mekubalim did. He was like Mikaf Regel Vad Rishi Beim Nesoyim. When the Hashem Tevel Teicha, from head to toe, he had a refuah. Yiduv, Nekosh Samagin. So there were some people who were scared of the Teicha, and some people who say, no, it's redeeming his brachas. So the Ingerman came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky a few years ago, and he said, he's not scared of the Teicha. He wanted. Because the premium, whatever reason, the brachas, whatever. He wants to get an aliyah to. It's makes it marvel. He wants to get an aliyah for the Teicha. Of course, Shmak aliyah, you know. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, Nishkidai. Not Kidai, it's another Sam the Mills. Vorayah. Listen to this. It blew my mind. Because last year in Kril Chazdish, where he davens, they called up a young man, said, I'm not scared of Teicha. They called him up to, you know, they called him up for an aliyah, for Teicha. And the next week, his aunt in America died. And she left him millions and millions of dollars. And because of that, he left the Kril. In Zechra, you have to be chayish with the kolos of the Teicha. If you'd ask your average das balabatim hepech das teir, you know, how have I by mirkezach kvarn that someone left me $50 million? Reb Chaim Kanievsky, whether or not it's good to be rich or not, we could talk about another time. I could tell you days and whatever. Some I forget with money you can do a lot of mitzvahs. But the pshat is whatever you're going to pass in that way, just to have money, which not Ritzvein Hashem is a ain lecha klolu gedolim yizum. Hello. So Torah only comes. We said the Medrash, the Yalkut, only mitoch yisurim v'zaros. And therefore we read about all the harpatkos. You know, hello. Shavuos is supposed to be like it's brought into the bank of Emdin. It's brought in Shalach Kodesh. The happiest begashmi is that achol meidim that atzeres beinu namilachad. Physically, the gashmius, the fanciest, the happiest yontif of the whole year. We put a thing in the smoke in the works. We mask you the yisurim. Let's get another question. Pasuk says, Yishakeni min neshikos piyu. Neshikos is loshen rabim. Say Chazal, why? There's two neshikos. Achas aseres adibris, and one is matan teir. Two separate things. In the L'chur of the Pashtos, L'chur of Matan Torah is not the day of Aseres HaDibris. When did Klal Yisrael hear Aseres HaDibris? Well, Tishrei, Zayin Tishrei, whatever we can talk about. Yeah. When did Moshe bring them the Luchos Tavonim? 40 days later. Shavuos of Tammuz, right? So two separate things. There's a but we don't celebrate Shavuos of Tammuz. Last time, halavai we should, but that's another issue, right? The emes is it's one thing because the whole shmuz ain't coming to me. Einachanam, the physical luchas Moshe brought down from the mountain on 40 days later, But when were the luchas, which are called luchas or edus, the luchas habris, when was it written? Why? Chazal says, the protein, the Eibishter said the words of the Aseres HaDibris, and then those same Dibris, the same verbalization, the articulation of the Aseres HaDibris, those words came back and became engraved. Not just, hello, we're going to have a Zecher, you know, I got a newspaper report. It's not just two separate things. The same Aseres HaDibris, which the Eibishter vocalized, I don't know what the word is, right, then came and were etched indelibly in the When was this done? On Shavuos. Yes? Then what happened? 40 days later, Moshe smashed the luchos. And then the Eibishter tells him, Sol lechosh nid luchos achayim karishoinim. Right? V'chosavti ala lucha yisadvorim asher hoya lucha rishon reshibart. So according to certain psukim, you can't have a machlokes in psukim. Doesn't work, right? According to certain psukim and Midrash and Chazal, right? Who wrote the Dibrishnias, the words of the second Decalogue? Who wrote it? I'm always here in Spanish. Okay. So everyone agrees. The first Luchas, the Luchas were Luchas Alikim, Vamichtov Michtov Alikim, Chorot Aluchas, both the stone and the writing was from the Eibishter. In the second Luchas, Avada the stone, Psalucha, Moshe Rabbeinu etched, like, took out, made the Luchas. Which were, who wrote the words? Oh, you're not clear, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the whole Torah, not only half a Torah. Yeah, in this passage, Gabarski sees, so it says, V'chasafti, ala lucha, the same, I've discussed many times in this Lassamnes, and we're talking about the same words, the luchas, which from the first luchas, by Shri Luchas, Parcha, you see it, the went up to heaven, comes down again and in etched, engraved on the second luchas. Hello? What if I should tell you there's another pasuk which says, right? Who has to? Hello? Who writes it? Who engraves it? Moshe. And Chazal say it's a marshal to a king who had a queen, and she sarcha, and he wants to divorce her, and her shushbina came and betach rachamim. Okay, I'll have her again. I ripped up the original ksuva. But now I'll remarry her, but you write the nuksu. So I tell you, Midrash is Chalukis Tanchumiya. So who wrote the second? Hello. Says Rameir Simcha, Amoyre Diga Bombe Diga Chidush. Moshe had to write the words, and then that it was Chakiko. That it was michtav. It's a ma'is elikim. Remember the samach shebeluchis. Benes hayoimdim. That's not in the koyach of a boser badam. The Eibishter then etched the words of the luchas after Moshe wrote it on the and the luchas avonim. This is a very like this is Judaism 101, right? So, then the Eibishter came and etched durch and durch, through and through, from both sides, the words which Moshe Rabbeinu already wrote. Hello? Yeah? Okay. What does this mean? What are we learning from this? V'chul v'chul. Can I ask you another klutz kasha? Hello? So what happened to the first luchas? The last time I saw it, they were smashed. Right? I don't get the shiver. Gewaldig. Hello? That's hagufa tzaruch here. Why? But, yeah? But the first luchas were smashed, and then and eventually on Yom Kippur, the Eibishter gave the luchas shnis. Why in the world do we celebrate matan zman matan teresenu on Shavuos if the bris of matan tera, right, was in this battle? And we start again. So when is the embassy Yom Tov of Matan Torah? Yom Kippur, Luchos Shnis. What are we doing celebrating Shavuos of a failed attempt, Luchos Rishonis? Like an obvious glaring klutz kasha. Right? And the Ramban, in the first parsha of this week, Bahar, says, right? Oh, says Samuriti Gavort, right? There's Ki'ilu. It's as if the bris rishayna, the first bris, the first covenant with Hashem, was nispat. Hello? Which itself is very problematic. Either something is a bris, a covenant is broken, smashed, or it's not. The Ramban uses the other midrashim say it was brotel. The Ramban uses the word ki'ilu. Alright? Then they even said, Talacha hinni kairis bris, a second time around, a new bris. If it's a new bris, then why are we celebrating her? Okay. Let me just be kitzer. What is the difference between Luchos Rishonim and Luchos Shniyim? On one hand, gosh, which is greater? First Luchos or second Luchos? You're not going to be a genius to work out. Obviously the first. By the first it says Chorus, and Chazal say Altikar Chorus, and Chayrus, Chayrus B'Yisorah, Chayrus Imalacham Movis. If not for the Shviras HaLuchos, there would have never been Shichla in the world. No forgetfulness. Right? So obviously Luchos Rishonim are infinitely superior to Luchos Shniyim. And therefore Chazal say that by Luchos Shniyim was Nigzer the Gzeira, they could only learn Torah, Mitach Yisurim, Mitach Sar, Mitach Shibet Golios, Mitach Tiruf Hadas, whatever. All the tzaras in the world to Luchos Shniyim. And therefore Chazal say, the Ramban brings, that the Luchos Shniyim were only given by Olois, Ube Kolois, Ube Oinshim. All kinds of punishments, etc., etc. Yeah? So, Luchos Shniyim, there were like warnings, severe, harsh warnings if you don't keep. What if I tell you that there are certain milas in Luchos Shniyim? There's a medrash in Mishnah or Belezer that brings the advantages, the virtues, the superiority of the second Luchos. I don't know what he means even, but in the first Luchos there was no Oren. In the second Luchos there was no Oren. In the second Luchos, as opposed to the first Luchos, the relationship of the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael became like a Chosin Kala, such a Chasin. First Luchos didn't have the same Chosin Kala aspect. I don't know what that means. By the first Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu was not placed upon of, wasn't Mavik, it wasn't shining. When did the people could look at the Pnei Moshe because his face was shining? Dafka after the second Luchos. Right, the first Luchos even got like a party, right? And we heard right after we have an eagle. The second Luchos came through tshuva and tefillah and tachnunim, etc., etc. What are all these advantages? Nishlos, the first Luchos, all you had was what? 10 dibros. By saying the second Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzayir, said the Eibush should not be mitzayir. Pasuk says v'yagad lecha talum ischocha ki kiflayim l'tishia. Now you'll be given everything in the second Luchos. All Torah Shebal Peh was given when? Dafka from the second Luchos. And the Beis Halevi is Meirach. The Nekuda to understand all of the above. I really want to speak about a different topic than Yigiyah Satayr, but whatever. Let me just preface, you have to understand. Maybe we'll make the Shir in two parts. There's a famous Maral in Chiddush HaGod, this is Baba Kamed Avdendal. One of the differences also between Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shniyim is by Luchos Rishonis it doesn't have the word toiv. By saying in Luchos Shniyim it says Yitavach, right? Yeah. Why is that? So the Maral says a Moir Tikavort. In Bereishis, in Maise Bereishis, it always says Vayar Lekevot Vehinei Toiv, Vehinei Toiv Ma'oid. Why is that? Toiv badait, it means, denotes something that's masin to ilam hazeh. That's fit. It's, they wish to tailor made a world, so the world should be in this guy, that it fits in bnei odom for people. Something which is not this worldly, you can't say toiv. But that's the MS Pshat, because I'll say, why was there no toiv in the first Luchos? Because the Eibush knew that the first Luchos are going to be smashed. And if the first Luchos where it says toiv would be smashed, then toiv badai this world, then Yid would not have a place, a kiyum in this world. What does this maral mean? Okay, I have no time in this world. There's a famous kliyoker, and there's a vogidik like you see it in Yiddishkeit. If Shakespeare writes, alhamdulillah, I don't know, whatever, Macbeth, some stupid thing, yeah? The words are dead words. Shakespeare was a living person, after, you know? A shigur agoy, but what he writes is dead words. The kvayach, alhamdulillah, Ein Sof Havdolus. When the Eibishter gives the words of the Luchas, the letters, the Oisius of the Luchas are Lebedig. Torah is not just a manual for spiritual living. The letters of Torah is Chayim. The letters have a mind of their own. The word Ois, what's the plural of Ois? You say Ois, Ois. The Emma says the plural of Ois is also, could mean, Ois could mean like a miracle, like an Ois, a Mephis, right? Is Ois Ois. Because each one of the Oisius HaTorah is an Ois, a miracle. It's something Hechter from Velt, it's the Eibishter, it's Kedusha. Every time you have a Yud, it's called Ois Yois, the Yud is Losh Nasmod, like in various, Rebbeinu from David, all that. Anything which is constant, so the Oisois, which is Asorim, Amoris, Nivra Oilam, are constant to recreate. So Torah is life. The minute Eden stopped keeping Torah, so the world is like Brisi and Velayla, Chukish Mayim Varach Lezanti, the Oisvelt. And the Zoyer is Mayrach, Chaim Valojin, and all the Svarmatish. So far, so good. The Oisius at Torah themselves, the person Horev is in Torah, Chazal say, the Oisius at Torah go before the Bashefer, and the Oisius at Torah is Chanan that the Ebrish should open up his mind, and it should be granted all brachas, begash, and ruchas. The difference is in the first Luchas, this is the Oime Kapshat, the Maral, and Chliokar. The first Luchas, the Oisius were not mass into Ilam Hazar. The first Luchas, the world, well, it was like Isarusa del Eila, the Eibishter coming down and giving something like Milmaila that the house is there by, the Welt house is there by. Well, right after you make an eagle. It wasn't you. The second Luchas, although the Gilui Kvayochel seems to be not as strong as the first Luchas, but the second Luchas is Lefi Erech, the Maimid Matzev of Kal Yisrael. You hear what I'm saying? The first Luchas is wholly above them. Therefore, the letters and the tablets are two totally separate issues. And when Klal Yisrael is David doesn't want, the Oisius are Parchas. Because the Oisius have a life of their own. In the second Luchas, the Oisius have to be masim to the Luchas. And you got my drift? Therefore, the first Luchas were given ready or not, worthy or not, Eibush is giving. The second Luchas, you're only Kuna, they only come down if you, Basar Vadam, start Yisus Lasata. Therefore, on one hand, who wrote the second Luchas? Who didn't write? Moshe, not the Eibush. It has to come through Maisa Bnei Odom, because the person has to be fit to be able to hear these Eibush. But after you, man, you engrave, you write, you etch out your Oisius, then the Meshech Chochma comes along and says, the Eivrish to Kvayochel comes, and the Nisim of the Luchas come and are etched into the same Kiddusha of the first Luchas, the same Oisius, are now engraved in the second Luchas. And that's ultimate pshat. I said this many times, the name of Sfasem is not... When Luch, the Gemara said about Basra, Luch is v'shivri Luchus, Menachem Ba'aroin, right? It's fact is that through the second Luchus, you're able to be koine what? The Kedusha, the Oir of the first Luchus. But there's a Tanai. It's not a freebie here. It's not a free lunch, like the first Luchus were. And the first Tanai of to be koine Teira is Dafka the what? Dafka the Haravandi in Teira. And therefore, one of the differences between the first Luchas and the second Luchas is, the first Luchas, the Gemara says, if there was only the first Luchas, there would be no shikh, no forgetfulness. In the second Luchas, why does it have to be forgetfulness? Why did the Eibush create that people forget? Let me ask you another klutz kasha. Simple kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain, and he sees Klal Yisrael, Achmon Elsanas, Bukensuch to an Egel Azov. What did he do? He smashed them. Why did he smash them? Why didn't he just keep them and wait for them to do tshuva? Maybe the Eibush won't give a luchishnis. He had to pray, had to daven, had to make some nefesh for it. Says Reb Shimon Shkop in the Hakdamah to Shari Yosha, the Meridik of Reb Shimon, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the first luchis were so supernatural, so whatever, that any Tamdik and Harry could learn Torah, and there's no shikho. right? And the Torah becomes, he acquires Torah, and he may be a rogue, a scoundrel, a person unworthy of that Torah. That is a Chilul Hashem. And from now on, that type of Torah of Luchos Rishonim is smashed. From now on, there'll be Shichur. Right? And there'll be goals. That's the reason why Torah Shebaal Peh was given Dafkin the second Luchos, because the Ebrish knew that Eden will go into goals. And V'echtei V'rif Terosi, as Chazal say, didn't want the Mele Torah Shebaal could also look, but the Ebrish didn't want Torah Shebaal Peh to be in itself self-evident from the Ksav. Therefore, he gave you Torah Shebaal Peh. And what is Torah Shebaal Peh? Dafka for Yidden, and you only get it if you miyageya in Torah. Al pi advarim eila chorus itcha bris dafka through Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a covenant. So, in other words, Torah Shebaal Luchashtias. You know, it's harder. It comes mitzad tzar, it comes mitzad yisurim, mitzad golus, whatever. But when you acquire it, it becomes you. It becomes yours. You, famous one. You become like the cloth of the Sefer Torah, which the famous various places brought down. You become a cheft of Kedusha, not just a Tashmishi Kedusha. That's the idea of the Evan, with the Erech, your Hachon in the physical, in the body, right? Then the Eibush says, "Vakasafti alalucha yisal dvor mashiach." That's why there's no Shikha. But why is there Shikha in the world? Because it says there was. It says the Gemara, "Hainu tzaddik, hainu evid." Right? So we ain't a doima. Showing the pirkei meya pa'amim, meya pa'amim v'achas. Yeah, meya pa'amim is 100, right? Yeah, 101. By the way, the milui of Moshe, mem shim hey, is 101. Malachi is 101. Michal is 101, right? You just learned before the Chafetz Chaim, ki akaf aleihu piu, right? Adam la'amul yivalid, right? When a person humbles his mouth, whatever, gives himself over to Torah, right? Ki akaf aleihu piu. What's the gematria piu? 101. Hello? Dav, Rav Shimon says a famous word. The Torah only, Torah is be'emes elikus. A frail, finite human being cannot acquire Torah. Right? Nervos. Kashem yitin chachm, we piv dasutsuna, right? The emes of Torah is a Torah. You know, the Chaim Volozhiner brings it as Akdama, it's a different view. So all kinds of magidim, malochim, whatever came down to the girl, and they wanted to teach him Torah. And the girl refused them all, because he said, Hashem yitin chachm, we piv dasutsuna. I want to receive Torah from the piv of the Eibusher, not from intermediaries. How do you acquire? How do you attach yourself to the piyu that the Eibush is showing the Vakari connecting, etc., etc.? Dafka, when a person learns Torah Baharavani. Well, Yehoruv isn't Torah. And therefore, when it comes from the Eibush, there's no Shikh. When you learn it as human, whatever, human logic, like zoology and anthropology, then there is Shikh in the world. That's the idea of piyu. Asher Alkin, I have no time to elaborate, right? But that is the Indian of Shavuos. And since we come back through the Luchos Hashniyos, we come back to the Darga of the Luchos Harishonis, the Eir of Chag HaShavuos. Therefore, we celebrate Matan Torah, not on Yom Kippur, but we celebrate because we want to come back to this way. But it comes through difficulty. No time to elaborate. There's the Kitzur Amasa. There's a Gemara in Megillah of Gimel that when Yonos ibn Uzziel was the targum of the Torah, the Nevi'im into targum, a paschal came down from heaven. Who is this? Right? The whole land was earthquake. It shook. 400 parts of it shook. And a paschal said, "Miuzeh Shegila story with him." Omar Rebbe Brazil Raglov, he was accused of revealing the secrets of Hashem. I Yedgoli Yedulavanecha was a Chvedi Asisti Lachvedi's Abba. I want to Shalibra Machlikis Yisrael. Therefore, I was Megal and the Subshat. Yeah. What was wrong with what he did? Says the Tosfos Rid Al Asar. The kivon, the cost of targum, the krol le mosu nafshaya le milf inhu kidemekor. If you don't understand something, there's a difficulty, there's a lack of clarity. You got a horror. When you have a Shatnasim Gemara or a Masifta Gemara or whatever, now you can become a Gon Ibernacht. You have to go back to the Masifta, you have all the Meforshim, you can sound educated, right? You don't have a clue what you're doing. Right? You didn't horrid over a Rishonim. You got a Kitzer. That is not Torah from the Eibishter, and that is better than sitting and reading a comic book, right? The emes and meila of Torah is when you love Torah. How do you love Torah? When you harav over Torah, not with a coke and a shatnasin gimur. You did nefesh. I remember one of the dafyim yisum 30 years ago. Something he said to me, "Yes, binech am oris and gam shas." They're like, you have those little kids. When I was a kid growing up in America, a little game called Etch-a-Sketch or something. You have a little thing of plastic, a board, and you write on it. Then you pick it up, and it disappears, and you can write again. You keep on writing, writing. He said, that's kshas. Another page. As you turn the page, you forgot what's in the other previous page, and you write. Right? How do you come to remember Torah? Right? Because the whole tachlis of... I have no time to elaborate. The Ruchim Olshin, the Shiva Lake, where the whole Marocha, beautiful, gewaldig. The whole purpose of Bria Shemayim Va'oretz is not the knowing, it's the Horevanyin. The famous story of a fellow came to the Chofetz Chaim, he was crying. He had no atzlach, he didn't see pre-Vamoli, right? Chofetz Chaim says, where does it say anywhere in Chazal you have to be a Gon? Talmud Chacham, it's anywhere. It says you have to Horev in Torah. We say in when you make a hard number seven, the Sha'anu Amelim, Chofetz Chaim famously said, by a guy, a worker, whatever, you only pay the guy when you produce. By the Eibishter, the Anu Amelim, you get the schar for the Amelus, not for the finished product. So, in other words, the Amelus is not simply a Hechetimtze, how to come to the understanding, the Lasukishmait, the Ilchas, etc. The Amelus has a value in and of itself. And that's a tachlis of my avoritz. Besides the fact that afterwards, let me ask you just one more question. I remember when I was a kid, I was just starting to go to yeshiva, I was a little kid, and we were learning Bava Metzia at 14 years old, like the beginning of the lunch, and it came a new chiddush to me. There's a new sefer called Oitzam Reforshi Atal. Remember that? As a digest of all the Meforsh. Right? I didn't like the sefer. I love the sefer on one hand. Right? You don't got a horror. You don't got a. Everything is right in front of you. Problem is, every time I wanted Mechadish Lushatari, I'm writing up a nice Shikotari, and I'm doing like, oh, seems a bit me, eh? But now I got a Meforsh Shikotari. I always found someone else said it before me. So it took out the air out of the tires of it. Right? But I remember there was a letter from Rav Hutner. They had a Dagdoma in the Sefer, that people think that Yigiyah Satoira is to look, the Chipus. Right? He says the Horevanya in Torah is Horevanya in Torah. But Torah. There's a new Sefer from Meir Soloveitchik. Our Torah. He brings from his father the Guriz, the Briskerov, this idea. Right? The Briskerov said, the Diok is Amelus but Torah. Not Amelus in looking up a Sefer and taking a ladder and finding the Sefer and whatever. Even though you need that also. When the Briskerov was in Vilna, Remeir, his son said, he needed a Svasemis, but he didn't have a Svasemis. He went over the whole city to find a Svasemis. But that is not Amelus but Torah. So, Matu, the name of the Briskerov. Everybody asked the Shail, including his son. The Gemara Mefurish Menachas Dav Zayin. The Gemara says that Avimi Mesichta is Akali. Avimi, in his old age, he forgot a Mesichta. What did he do? He went to Rav Chisda. This is Mesichta he forgot. Stels of the Shaila of Chisda was a Talmud of Avimi. So why did the Rebbe come to the Talmud? And Leisu Legabei Savar Hochi Mestayim Milsa Tvei. The greatest Yat Nishmai, if you have to go in Mekatan Raglov to go in a faraway city, is the charei that even the preparatory steps to learn Torah, which you heard of before, I have to give a shiur. So I'll research. I'll look in this sefer. I find, I think 100 svarim, and like 75 of them have nothing to do with the topic I want to talk about, and 25 do. So I spent all this time looking. Do I get any schar for that, or just a waste of space? And I only get the schar when I luckily look. So the Gemara in Menachah seems to say the Horevanya. There was Reb Zelmila, who was the brother of Reb Chaim Valozhin, and he was once staying outside of Vilna, and he needed a sefer in the middle of the night, So he put on his pelts. It was a freezing cold night. And he walked from out of the city, the outskirts, to Vilna Gufa, to a certain Bismedish, which had Ayama, Oitzeros for him. And he sat there a whole night learning the Sefer. So in the Balabas, his Achsanya, like after Rebbe, like, it was Akavus of Dol Nash, and you were freezing cold. You couldn't wait. Why did you have to go then? Right? So he said, I don't understand. The Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara says, Loi b'shamayimi, Loi b'yayami. Is the Charei that if Torah would be in Shemayim, would be b'yayam, you have to go. He said, from the outskirts of Vilna to Vilna is much shorter than from the Oros or Shemayim or Me'evilayam. Is the Charei, there is a mile in what? Horavani in Torah, of Horavani, even in the Hachonis, the Mitzvah. Elamai says Yeruchim Olshin, there's two Gedorim in Horavanya, there's two Mailas in Torah. One Maila is that a person with Horav, his Omol Batayra, he shows the Ava and the Chavivus that he has to Torah. By this, there's no difference whether it's the preparatory steps, getting the Sefer, whatever you need, the Mekatet Raglov, to leave Yeshiva, to leave your family, and to go whatever to learn Torah. Right? But then there's another maila that Torah Gufa has a skula that when you learn Torah, the famous Chazon Ish and Igros, it changes the mahus of the person. Torah itself elevates, it's meroy memoy, like we said by Rav Yosef. It changes them. That you only get from the actual learning, right? But in the point I want to bring is, it's brought out from Svarim HaKadoshim, in the days, in the run-up to Shavuos, the Ikur, the Amelus for Torah. The only Torah that's choshev by the Eibishter is not Torah that you had in a dream by a Malach, by a Magid, whatever, however old you may be. I knew someone who was Chavrusa, a Bachar Nishir, who was Chavrusa with Reb Baruch Ber in... Reb Baruch Ber used to hold... Someone... Reb Baruch Ber is giving a shir. When Reb Baruch Ber gave the shir, a bacher asked a shtarke, I lose a cup. Bacher, he gave a shtarke kashuk, a rough fair book, and he gave him an answer. The next day he called over the same bacher, and he gave him the terrace of Yakasha yesterday in the Shiros, and it was identical to the one he gave immediately. So the bacher asked Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, this terrace you gave yesterday. He said, yesterday, but yesterday I thought of the answer al asar, on the spot. You know, truth in it. A Torah which you don't horlive over is nishkan Torah. You should know, you ever learn Birkashmol is a very, very difficult lashon. It's very hard to say if you do a b'yid. And Baruch Ber had a nephew who came to Kamenitz, and he wanted to. He had a l'shein hazov. You know how to write, and he started writing up Baruch Ber shiurim in a way and made it to talmidim, and it was understood. It's very hard to understand Baruch Ber. Rabbi Rabin was just passed away. He told me that I think it was his father. He said when he was learning, there's a kibbutz of the Nachamim who learned by the Briskerov in Brisk. And once Rabbi Baruch Ber came from Kamenitz to Brisk. Kamenitz to Brisk are very close. My grandfather was born in Brisk. My grandmother was born in Kamenitz. Rabbi Ber moved to Yeshiva. He wanted to be close to Rabbi Chaim. So Rabbi Baruch Ber, I don't know if I should say this in Republic. Rabbi Baruch Ber came to Brisk and then Mechaber Baruch Ber from the other to give a shir. So this bacher didn't go to the shir. So the Briskerov called him. Why weren't you by the Baruch Ber's shir? I don't understand it. So Revelvel said, I also don't understand. But I'll cover it up there, you gotta come. It's very hard, it's very hard, it's a very hard signal, etc., etc. Wasn't easy to understand. Biksav is even worse. Very difficult to understand the Shirim. And this nephew was writing up with a Lashon Tzachos that either every time they get out, you can understand it. So Baruch Ber said, I don't want you to write up my Shirim. Because by you, there's no Horavanya. It's one of these Schattenstein, Sifta Gemara type of thing. You lie in your easy chair and you learn your blocks. Over such a Torah as the Abish has no chifetz in it. The Ikhta chifetz is the Horavanya. Over a person should know, I just want to end off by the Horavanya, right? You always have to horav for more than your attack at my recognition. Maybe we'll discuss this next week again. When the Iker is, I'll tell you one story, I'll leave you one story. The Talmud Rebbe told the story. He was the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe used to give him when he was a commandant or whatever, to take care of Bocher. What? He said he wants to lava Bocher to Pnei Menachem. And the Bocher was a Nebuch. He was not, what do you say in America? Not the brightest bulb on the street. He wasn't the Schanin with Kishrin, let's put it that way. Close, you know. And the Bacher was an Elch Yishmaim, a Chassidish Bacher, and he went to the Pei Menachem with Uyske Vein to Hearts. He pushed it, cried his eyes out. I try, I'm a Masvid, he's serious, right? Or Berips, He doesn't retain. He doesn't whatever. Gate Yisrael doesn't understand the Tola Amkus Ha'inyan. And he's Avein Tzichuis. The Bnei Menachem got up Malikrei Mosi and he grabbed hold of the Boch and he said, "Chabadir Mekana, I'm jealous of you." He says, "What should I do?" The Eibush gave me Kishrenus, and he chaps that there's Kedua. The Bnei Menachem was Borak Amavik. Immediately, he chaps 2 seconds the whole Eimek Advor. So I never really had Amitius Haravanya, the true Haravanya in there. You weren't given those Kishrenus, so you could Haravanya. I wish I had your Milo. The Bacher had a chizuk from it, and he was learning basmala. I tell you today, this Bacher is a choshev, a dayan in Yerushalayim Erekotish. The Gemara says he zor me'aniim shemehem teitei Torah of Yisrael. It doesn't only mean people that have money in their pocket. I mean people have aniim and kishroinus. You horve ki ultimately you're zuicha ki Hashem yitin chacham.